Anyway, I think it was in my, after a few terms had gone by, somebody encouraged me to go and have another go at Footlights. So I went, I prepared a couple of sketches with a friend of mine to audition material for one of the Footlight Smokers, a strange term, for the couple of informal reviews that would get held every term, where people can put on anything they like, but you've got to get it past the audition first, and then you go on. And anyway, this one was being run by Simon Jones, who, unlike all the other people I'd met in at Footlights at the time, was incredibly friendly and encouraging. And as a consequence, I then got very involved in Footlights. And one of the things I got very frustrated about in Footlights was that it seemed to have changed what I had thought were the sort of primary function of Footlights, which was for writer-performers. And while I was there, there was a sort of mood afoot which said, no, writers should write and we get the best performers to come perform the material. Let's be professional about it. I thought, well, this is rather odd. I mean, you look at the Pythons, who, I must say, loomed very, very large in my mind and imagination at that time. That seems to me, the most wonderful and exciting and innovative type of comedy imaginable. And that's the whole thing is based on the idea of writer-performers. And that's really what I felt very wedded to and what I thought Footlights had traditionally been wedded to. But no, while I was there, as I say, the view was prevalent that writers should write and actors should act. As a consequence, I did one or two other shows with some similarly frustrated and of a like mind people that I met there called Martin Smith and Will Adams, no relation. So we put on our own shows that were just us writing performing, which really went extremely well. And in the end, a lot of our material went to Footlights, but I wasn't cast in the big May Week review, and I still simmer and seethe about that. It still makes me really cross. Anyway, the show that was in my last year, the big Footlights May Week review, which was called, and I make no apologies for the title because it wasn't mine, I didn't have anything to do with it, Chocks. And it was the height of glam rock. And the whole thing was really kind of rather sort of awful in a curious kind of way. But there were some sketches in it that I had written or co-written. And when the show went into the West End, as happens sort of once in a blue moon with Footlights shows, they go into the West End, whereupon it suddenly becomes appallingly obvious how amateurish they are. Dutifully, a lot of old Footlights alumni turned up on the first night, including various Pythons and goodies and so on and so forth. And amongst them was Graham Chapman. And so I met him afterwards, and he said, who wrote this sketch? And I said, oh, well, I did, as a matter of fact. And he said, oh, that's good, that was good. And who wrote that sketch? And I said, oh, well, I did, as a matter of fact. And he said, oh, well, come up and have a drink sometime. So I did, and I think that was at the point that Python had entered one of its sort of latent periods. And so Graham and John were not working together at that point. And Graham tends to thrive best on writing partnerships rather than writing by himself. And that's true with an awful lot of comedy writers. So he was looking for somebody else to sort of knock stuff around with. So one thing led to another, and I ended up actually working with Graham for about a year. And, I mean, it's not telling tales out of school, because I think this is well known, but Graham was having a fairly severe drink problem at the time. I mean, it was sort of a couple of bottles of gin a day. And this tended to mean that we weren't quite as productive as we might otherwise have been. And there tend to be sort of three-hour lunch breaks. So in the end, we didn't produce as much or as maybe incandescently good stuff as might have been produced in other circumstances. But it was a very interesting period. And one of the things that came out of it was this television show called Out of the Trees. And I'm struggling to remember very much about it now. Other than Simon was in it, Graham obviously was in it, Mariah Aitken was in it. And the thing was, I would say, semi-funny. Semi-funny.